It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
So many of us who are on a weight loss program absolutely dread holidays and celebrations. Instead of trying to stay on track, you know, with all this hard efforts of losing those few pounds, it just gets ruined in one day with those hot toddies, pecan pies, and turkey stuffing. Now today we have celebrity trainer and nutritionist Lisa Lin, who's here to give us her strategy on how you can cheat on your diet and still lose weight. Welcome, Lisa. Good to have you here on Wellness for Life. And I'd like to really go dig in into your chapter 4 of your new book, The Metabolism Solution, where you talk about thermogenic eating for radical weight loss. So can you tell me what thermogenic means and just share it with the audience so it's easy to understand?
I have to start just by saying, first, thanks for having me, but also I love the hot toddy. And bottom line is, whatever you're doing that's making the scale go up is not thermogenic. And I'm here to bring you solutions because people are afraid. They think something's wrong. Why can't they lose weight? Well, our diet is a bit out of control, and as we age, it gets more difficult. So thermogenic eating are things that our body sees and burn up really quickly. Even if you're not going to the gym, our body sees it and goes, oh, hair, skin, nails, and utilizes these nutrients to create hair, skin, nails, which boosts the metabolism. So thermogenic eating, the best thermogenic foods, examples of them are white fish. The lighter and the whiter the fish, the better for your metabolism. Vegetables, leafy greens. And you as a doctor, I know, are going, yeah, we love those foods. What's not thermogenic are all the foods most of us love, cheeseburgers, French fries, but not to get anybody, you know, dysregulated or anything, because this really is a lifestyle. And if you can 80% of the time eat thermogenic foods, whey protein shake, egg whites, vegetables, 20% of the time, you can fall off and do what you want. And this is really how our diets should be, nutrition first.
I like what you're saying. A lot of our listeners on Wellness for Life actually have sensitivities to dairy products like whey products.
Yep.
and even have maybe even mercury poisoning from a lot of fish. So
very good point.
Do you believe that you can change your diet a bit so that you can still be thermogenically eating?
Absolutely, and very good points. A lot of people bring up this new mercury poisoning lately, and the truth is the lighter and the whiter the fish, we're talking about shrimp, scallops, flounder, cod, haddock. There's not a lot of mercury in those fish compared to the higher fat fishes. And if you're eating a variety and not hitting the same food, which we all should be trying to do a little variety, you're not going to have these mercury poisoning issues. And as far as dairy, I completely agree. In my book, I say dairy is, you know, we're weaned off of it at 2 is the short speech. And the less we eat, the healthier we'll be. But some whey products, whey can be microfiltered. This is one good reason to process food. Microfiltering removes all that lactose in dairy because most of our bodies don't digest it. And frankly, it's a sugar, which, you know, increases insulin and stops fat loss to begin with. So there are some exceptions to the rule of that dairy product thing. But buyer beware, and you should be looking really carefully.
Now, you talk about your three-step process to turbocharge your fat loss. So even if we were to cheat a little bit, if you are a fat burner, let's say, and you can boost your metabolism, then you can do with that a little bit. We can have a little bit of a few sips of those hot toddies and a couple of bites of that pecan pie, right?
I think that's the most important message is everybody's asking me this week, you know, what are you going to do on Thanksgiving? I'm going to eat like a human being and I'm going to have pie, because when you're eating correctly as a lifestyle, there is absolutely no reason why you can't go off in moderation on Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day. There are a few holidays where I'll let my reins go. But here's the difference. A lot of people, it becomes a food Olympics on this day where they get up and they start eating things that they would never eat for breakfast, and it is an all-out food binge. So I say, if you think about it, our stomachs are the size of our fist. So when we're thinking about eating, we should be thinking about it like if you gave your wife your credit card and said, go buy what you want, and she goes off to Prada and buys shoes and bags. Well, there's a limit. And we all have to know our limit with food. How do we know? We know by the scale. if you're gaining too much, you're a little out of balance for your metabolism. And every single one of us has a different pace to our metabolism. We don't really need a test to tell us. We can tell by what hangs over our pants to the muffin top or the scale. We know. We know when we're off and we know when we need to go on. So how do you know if you're on track enough? You know by the scale or how you feel. How's your health? How's your cholesterol? You know, how are all those things? So figure out where you could go off and how much and then live in that zone.
So then, you know, I always say before you go out to any celebration, I actually eat my meal before.
Yeah,
and
you're
then
smart.
When
the
you same. When you go to the event, you just have little bites here and there. It's almost like your dessert.
You know, so, I'll do that, especially if the cook isn't so great. Because why waste your calories if it's not good? Where I'm the first one to enjoy food. I am a total foodie, but I've learned hit pause. Eat only what you really like. Like, I look at things and say, is that worth an hour on the treadmill? And if it is, I absolutely eat it. If it isn't, I'm not just going to shovel it. Second, don't you find that you really enjoy parties better when you're focused on the reason you're there and the people versus trying to stay away from something that's calling you? Or it's all about food. We get so much anxiety, and eating before really alleviates a lot of that.
Right. And I also recommend people, after they go to these events, just walk around for even 10, 15 minutes after you've eaten. And that will really help reduce your sugar, you know, cravings. Plus, you're going to burn it off just like that.
Totally. You're 100% right.
Yeah, let's talk about the three step. The first step you talked about was that we need to perform a metabolic workout on an empty stomach. What do you mean by that?
Excellent idea. And first of all, a lot of people are confused. Well, shouldn't I eat before I work out? Well, it depends. If you're trying to lose weight or boost your metabolism, you don't want to eat before you work out, because what we want to do is get you in the gym on an empty stomach. Blood sugar levels are low, which sets you up for really pretty good fat burning. And so we're going to burn a few extra calories and then feed your body after the workout. And that's a perfect time for a microfiltered whey shake. That's a great way to boost your metabolism and get all the benefits of a workout without adding extra calories.
What I like about what you're saying is that, you know, there's a school of thought of intermittent fasting, where when you go at least 8 to 12 hours without eating, and of course, if you didn't eat and you ate dinner at about 7 o'clock and then you don't eat until after your workout, then that will actually resensitize your receptors for that insulin. And you will definitely prevent inflammation and disease and diabetes,
totally.
Of course.
I am the biggest fan of intermittent fasting, and all of my systems are based on what you just said, because the truth is people are really out of control with eating. They don't know when, who, what. And so if you can just put a few boundaries or guardrails, like stop eating at 7, don't start till 7. You've organically put that little safety net in there, which is the best thing you could do for your health and your waistline.
That's great. We only got about a minute. Can you tell us, like, what you think about snacks and if we should be eating snacks?
Well, there we go back to the intermittent fasting again. The truth is we're not 5. We don't really need that many, and I feel like snacks should come from the fruit bowl. Grab an apple, and really 3 meals and one snack of an apple is probably the best way we all could eat to fix almost every problem we have.
So by making sure that you don't graze all day, often grazers, all you're doing is you're just allowing that insulin to constantly be spiked, right?
And you nailed it. And inflammation and just about everything under the sun gets exacerbated. Not only that, if it's working for you, don't stop. But if you're struggling with your weight, that's the first place you could go. Go back to 3 meals and a snack. Intermittent fasting is built right in there.
Right. Portions really count. So again, the book is called The Metabolism Solution, and they can get it online at lynnfit.com. Is that correct?
Correct. Lynnfit. Amazon too, Barnes & Noble, you name it.
And Lynn Fit is L-Y-N. There's no two N's there, everyone.
Nope.
All right. Thanks so much, Lisa. Really, really enjoyed having you on Wellness for Life. You can go to lynnfit.com or go to my website, Wellness for Life radio show page on radiomd.com. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.